This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was named Friday.
All right, it's time to hand out your Valentines to the class. Everyone has made their beautiful little box with cardboard and glitter, and just go around and put the Valentines you made in everyone's box.
Okay.
Adult JPC, you seem hesitant.
Aaron, we didn't know you were serious. We thought you were joking. That's something that kids do.
I never joke. I'm not a comedian. According to men on the internet, I'm not a comedian.
Well,
I
that's
never
number
joke.
One trusted. Number one, after Snopes, men on the internet, number two most trusted source. Aaron, how about we do verbal Valentines?
But I made this fun? Box. I made these Valentines.
And I misread your voice memo. And
what'd
I made a bunch of locks. So, and it's pink. So I feel like it's on theme, but I can't.
Yeah, salmon is pink. Is that what you meant? Locks, L-O-X?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you can see it, obviously. I made a big batch
we
of it.
We can all see it. We stand silently for 30 seconds and look at it.
We can all see it.
Mm-hmm. We both know it's either locks, like you lock a door, or it's locks, like you put on a bagel.
Yeah, either one, improbable for me to have made a bunch of.
I'm just asking because there's a lot of metal keys in there, which I've never, don't, when I go to delis, I don't see that.
So I was not allowed to do it in the kitchen, so I had to do it in my key making workshop.
It's a real improv stand-up. What is it called?
Now I don't know. You're twirling your hair like a circle.
This is a disaster.
A
tumbleweed goes by, and then you two are staring at each other about which kind of locks it's going to be.
Oh, you did the Old West thing, but yeah. You did like the like cell phone.
I didn't mean to do that. I meant to do that.
The time at the beep is 1882.
Okay, now all three of us are in a standoff. What are we talking about? What is this?
Wow.
That's like the stand-up sound, right?
Partner.
Oh, there it is. See, I don't know anything. I'm not a comedian.
All those old-timey, rough-and-tumble Western guys were always fighting over whether it was locks or locks. Or locks for love.
Yeah, yeah.
Or if the...
It could be the hair locks.
I showed up to Locks for Love with 42 pounds of Atlantic wild salmon and was laughed out of the warehouse. Said, no little girl wants to wear that on her head. I said, all right.
No little girl wants to wear 42 pounds of wild-caught Alaskan salmon?
Well,
okay,
hold on.
Check out my fourth grade photo and say that again.
Hold on. All 42 pounds is not for one kid.
What? Then two kids are going to show up to school with the same salmon haircut?
Humiliating.
Yeah, you're right.
I think this is officially, and we are not even done yet, the most unhinged hey riddle opening we've done. Officially.
Like a snake's jaw. Mm-hmm. I'm always saying we're like a snake's jaw. My favorite Valentine when I was a kid, and this is pre-Aaron and JPC, and pre-Aaron and JPC can still get painted, was there were Michael Jordan Valentines when I was a youngin'.
Yeah.
And oh, what a thrill. When you open up a Valentine, it might have been like Doug Funny being like, or Skeeter being like, Skeet her, I hardly know her, with a heart.
No,
like, this
Adel, would that be a, that wouldn't be on there.
Well, I went to a pretty raunchy grade school. But then every once in a while, you'd open up a Valentine, and it's Michael Jordan dunking, and it'd be like, your love is a slam dunk or something, which as a, I don't know, 7, 8-year-old, I didn't need to be getting all these loves and hearts and everything, but it was such a thrill to have a Michael Jordan Valentine.
You don't think everyone in your class actually loved you, right? You don't think
Do I get one pass?
Hey, it sucks that they do, because how many of those people do you still talk to? Because that's a lot of people who just let love slip through their fingers.
A very specific kind of childhood stress is you're sitting at your dining room table. You had just gone to CVS with your mom and you picked out the Valentine's cards you're bringing to your class. You're on a roll. You're just going down the list of everyone in your class. And then you get to your crush. And then you go, what do I do? What do I do? Do I give him a heavy-handed one? Do I really show up for him in a way that is lovely? Do I give him like a buddy one? Do I try to make sure his is super masculine so I don't insult his masculinity? Like, how do I approach this? How far in do I go? What do I do? What do I do? I just remember being deeply stressed in a flop sweat at a dining room table as a 10-year-old.
Well, Aaron, here's the thing. 20-some years later, JPC, your older brothers, JPC and I, are here to help you. What's the kid's name? Who's 10-year-old Aaron crushing on?
Been Andrew.
Chain wallet, baggy Zinco jeans, wallet.
He was like a little shorter Juggalo than makeup. Me and funny and a nerd. He ended up being my prom date senior year. He was very funny, very cool.
Aaron, it all worked out. You don't need us.
Did you close?
No, we never were romantically interested in each other.
Come on, ABC.
Third grade.
Aaron, ABC.
I'm sorry. Always be closing.
Not to jump too far ahead into the future, but and also obviously this is Hey We're a Riddle. It's a podcast where we do riddles. I'm JPC. That's Adel. That's Aaron. Sure. This is your first episode.
Whoa.
What are you doing? It's Valentine's Day. It's your first episode of a riddle podcast. You got to do a life check. This is a life check for you. But did you guys do when you went to junior high, maybe even high school? I think it was high school for us where. One of the things you could do on Valentine's Day was buy people like singing telegrams that like went the choir, like I think it was a choir or something. Not choir. Did we have a choir? Music band? Something? Band? I don't know if it was band. Some singing thing would go to classes and you could like pay money for people to do like singing Valentine's to people.
I would have loved to have been one of those singing Valentine's, but my school did not have that.
I don't think any school should. It seemed to be like horribly embarrassing, but people did it.
Yeah, here's where everything goes wrong is that in my high school, I think it was high school, the band would do it or whatever it was, and you write down on a slip of paper like, hey, this is Adel. I'm going to pay $5. You hand a rose to someone and sing them a little song, and it's like from your secret admirer.
Yeah.
But here's the thing is the kids who are running that have the knowledge.
Yes.
They know I wrote that. It's all anonymous, except those band kids have that knowledge, and you better believe they're holding on to it.
Huh. I wonder if I should give, like, secret, dramatic information to all of the gayest kids in school. I wonder if that's going to spread like fucking wildfire.
Gossip.
Gossip. We didn't have roses, but we had these, like, candy heart suckers that you could buy people as well, but they were also really fucking good. And I remember
you
like
call
people
them suckers.
Just...
I just had this conversation. The Midwest
people
call them? Calling them suckers. Lollipops.
Yeah, they're suckers. No, they're suckers.
Is awful. Suckers.
Lollipop.
Sounds...
Lollipop is what a little kid in a sailor outfit licks in 1932.
Yeah, that's for someone from the
It's not the same kind of candy. It's hard candy on a stick. It's a lollipop. You
it's
fools. You Midwest goons. I will beat you up with my fists.
You can't say lollipop without saying, "Hey, mister," and then saying, you know,
sucker. Is awful.
It describes what you do. If you put hard candy in your mouth, you're not going to lollipop it. You're going to suck it.
No, it's awful.
I went to a Catholic school. We actually weren't allowed to lollipop. That was against the against the code of conduct.
No lollygagging. No lollipop.
No spaghetti straps. No lollipops.
And you know what, Mr. Ohio in the chat, mute yourself. Suckers are spherical. Lollipops are circular. I'm not listening to anyone from the Midwest anymore. Haven't you heard?
Suckers get sucked. Blow pops were big in my high school.
Was that a second?
Oh, I went to a private Catholic school. It was, people were just doing regular blow at my school.
So you're Carissa's dad. All right. Blow pops.
Okay, so I'm Old Man Puzzles for this episode for Valentine's Day week or day. I'm not sure which, when this comes out.
On Valentine's Day.
I forgot to look. On Valentine's Day?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool.
And Aaron, I don't want to be like the man on the internet. I don't want to try and explain to you, but it is called V-Day.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that when they were on the beach? No, that's D-Day.
You can't go to the beach.
That's not this.
You go to a restaurant, nice restaurant, go to the beach, go to park.
I always go to the beach on V-Day and have myself an absolute time.
The doctor gives you the news?
Yeah.
Well,
and you have to make all those calls?
Yeah, I guess you could say I saw some crabs.
Okay, we're having a lot of fun today. I feel it. So I have two games prepared before we get into riddles, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
One is based, and this is just for anyone who hasn't written out their
Valentine's
Day cards.
Oh, shit, based. Awesome.
Based on the famous poem, "Roses are red, violets are blue, the honey is sweet, and so are you."
Okay.
You've heard
about
it, right?
I'm familiar.
A little rhyming poem.
I've never heard that version of it.
Okay.
Is that Keats?
Yeats.
Yeats. Is that Yeats?
Keats, Yeats.
I heard Adidas canceled their Yeats collab.
Is that Lord Byron?
Yeats by Dre?
Yeah, that's Lord Byron. So these are for, again, people, if you haven't written your Valentine's Day to your spouse card. Or,
too late. You're too late.
You're too late. But here are some rhyming poems for you. I'm going to give the first part, and then you guys need to give me the second half, the rhyme.
Okay.
So I'll give you essentially like the roses are red, violets are blue part, and then you have to fill in it after it. Ready?
Isn't the first half always the same? Isn't it the first half always roses are red, violets are blue? Oh, but then you get...
I got different ones.
Okay. Got it.
Sunsets are pink, oceans are blue.
I fucked a minion and so did Gru.
We don't know that he did.
And we're just practicing right now, right, Aaron? This won't make it. This won't make it in the episode.
Did you fuck the same minion that Gru fucked? Because there's a lot of them.
Looking at my council, he's shaking his
head.
How
can you tell?
I watched the first 15 minutes of Despicable Me the other day.
Why?
So I... Because I had never seen it, and we would, I don't know, Mariah loves the Minions. So, and I've never seen a single Minions property. So we put it on, but we can't watch like a full movie anymore. And so I only got about 15 minutes, and I was also watching it with the sound off and the subtitles on.
I would say enjoy it with a red wine and a filet mignon. These things are so tender. I don't know what group puts in them. These things are so tender.
You're grilling minions?
Wait, you're not?
What are you doing? If you're steaming them, Aaron, you're losing flavor. You're
no,
losing
I'm
flavor
not.
On the table.
I'm losing nutrients when I grill them.
Honestly, you're losing
oh,
nutrients.
No!
You're losing
Aaron.
Nutrients if you cook them at all. You got to eat raw minion. That's the only way to do it.
You know you're not supposed to microwave them, right? You know? Everyone knows.
No.
You can microwave it, you just have to take the clothes off.
Yeah.
Don't microwave them in the clothes.
Well, hold on. Do you leave the goggles on?
Do you leave the goggles on?
Are you
going
to eat the
eyes? The best part.
Okay. I do have a cookbook coming out. It's called Filet Mignon. Please hit me up.
Oh, my God.
The recipes are coming out.
I've been putting them in smoothies because I'm on the go.
Yeah. You lose all the fiber, though.
I know
why
that.
Why am I eating a minion if I'm not getting fiber? Honestly, you can blend
this
your minions.
This is an all-timer
just,
for me, you guys.
Also, do Metamucil. Like, do something that will give you some light, or Miralax, because you're going to be constipated. By day three of eating minion smoothies, you're going to be constipated, like, all get up.
Oh, yeah. All those overalls working their way through your system.
Oh,
there's so many
God.
Ways to cook a minion.
And I can
sounds
play
like we're
because
joking, but open our freezers and it's a bunch of minions.
They keep 6 months in the freezer, 3 weeks in the fridge. And I can play like this because I watched the first 15 minutes, so I understand about the minions.
You're getting it.
And Aaron, very quickly, I do want to say, open my fridge, look around. It's a bunch of minions.
Thank you.
I had to Santanify it.
Ooh, what episode is this? 300, 400? We've arrived
is it a thing?
Eating minions.
Is it a thing with the minions where they always serve, right? They always serve like the most evil person. Is that how the minions work?
They like flock to the most evil.
So which one of us do you think that the minions would
JPC.
Flock to?
JPC.
Come on. Thank you. Wasn't fishing for it. Like
you were
caught.
Fully fishing for it. That was the most fishing I've ever seen. JPC was like doing the little like Shirley Temple smile. He was like, I don't know. What kind of evil in do you think maybe they would want to be around?
Uh-oh, Aaron, making me hungry for a lollipop.
Yep. What were we doing?
We did a poem.
Oh, my God. Okay. I completely forgot. How did we only get through one and then we talked about eating minions for 7 minutes? Oh, my head. Okay. Laughter echoes. Joy cascades.
Now it's time for Animal Parade. A minion in potato dressing.
A minion with au gratin sauce.
A minion in a chopped salad.
A minion twice baked.
A minion salad with mignonette. It's like vinaigrette, but with minion.
A minion in a spit with an apple in its mouth.
Animal parade. All right. We did not have an animal parade ready at the go. But since Aaron queued us up for it, let's see if I'm just going to do.
Did I?
Yes, absolutely. I'm going to do minions and then I'm going to go to news and see. Okay. Every Despicable Me and Minions movie ranked from most to or from least to most popular. And just 100%. This page is just full of fucking pop-up ads, of course. Okay. A fourth Despicable Me is on the way. AT&T Fiber, not really interested.
Wow. Aaron, you ever try a Bluebin Minion?
Oh, so good, but so many calories.
Okay, Despicable Me 4 is, of course, not out yet.
Draw it. Somebody draw it. Actually, everybody. Stop what you're doing at work. Put down your work. Everyone draw a minion being cooked and served in a creative way, and we will post our favorites on Hey Riddle Riddle's Instagram. Go ahead.
Minions. Coming in at number 4. How does anyone use the internet without just being like, this is too many ads, I have to put this down. coming in at number 4, Despicable Me 3. Okay. Number 3, Despicable Me. That's the original, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, man. Can't wait to continue here so I can get to the best minion. Number 2, Despicable Me 2. And, of course, the number 1 Minions movie. You know it. You love it. The Minions, The Rise of Gru.
Wow. Aaron saw that, I believe.
I saw all of them. I don't know how, and I don't know when.
I don't know how.
We should do Thanks Minion.
We should do Thanks Minion. Or Minions Giving. Where we each bring a different Minion dish.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think that's fun.
The only unproblematic way to celebrate Thanksgiving is if you change it to Thanks Minion, you remove it from its colonialist context, and you just eat Minion-shaped food with friends. And that's and friends and family and loved ones, and you share a Minion-based meal. That's the America that I want to live in.
Aww. Amen. Amen, yeah. Sister. Okay. Candles flicker in the divine.
Candles flicker in the divine.
Mm-hmm.
I can't eat grapes, but I can drink wine. Big wink.
Love that one.
I would say candles flicker in the divine. More than 8 seconds. Can't post it on Vine.
I love it. I think it's 6 seconds, though.
Well, yeah, but if it's more than 8, then it's also true. You know, it's not like I said more than 5, you know?
Yeah, that's true. This one also has the same rhyme, so you can also maybe make it about Vine again. Maybe?
Okay, let's see. Great.
Music plays, hearts align.
Music plays, hearts align. I'm having some pain in my neck. Can you readjust my spine?
Beautiful Valentine's card.
Music plays, hearts align. Oh, you don't like me? I guess that's fine.
Aggressive Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it's the aggressive aggressive Valentine's Day rejection.
I love it. Dreams take flight, stories unfold.
I'm pretty young. You're getting old.
All right. That's for teacher.
That's for teacher.
Yeah.
Coffee is hot. Mornings are cold. Did I do that one?
No, but we had a similar rhyme. But coffee is hot. Mornings are cold.
Mm-hmm.
You remind me of this bread all covered in mold.
Mm.
Aww.
That's also for teacher. We did two back-to-back ones for teacher.
All right, let's see. What about this one? Is this for teacher? Birds in flight through the storm.
I think I have frostbite. my body's so warm. Because when you go into hypothermia, you actually feel warm and you take your clothes off.
That's true.
Night has taught us anything.
Give it to me one more time, Aaron.
Birds in flight through the storm.
Another Valentine's Day spent with internet porn.
Aww.
Porn.
Porn.
Chicken porn.
Chicken porn.
When porn doesn't quite do it for you anymore.
The other
porn.
Way.
Porn for men.
That's really funny. Moonlight beams, shadows dance.
When we get older, let's get in these pants.
Mm.
And that's for teacher.
Yeah, that's for teacher. It's important when you're younger to make sex plans for when you're older, too. That's
sex plans are very
important. Yikes.
Or you could do Aaron, give me the first two lines one more time.
Yes.
Moonlight beam, shadows dance.
Parlez-vous, I speak France.
Love
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
Fire is warm, stories are told.
You can't celebrate. You're only one day old.
Aw.
Hmm.
I'll go ahead and say it. I don't think Valentine's Day is a holiday appropriate for newborns.
Yeah, newborns, I think.
You can
I'm
love
checking,
a newborn.
I'm checking baby.com. Yeah. I think they're only supposed to celebrate Arbor Day and
Arbor
Honda
Day.
Days.
And Honda Days. And Thanksgiving, of course.
Oh, and Thanksgiving. That's right.
And we'll end on this one.
Okay.
Mountains are high, valleys are low.
Hey, Aaron.
Does anyone know where I can score some blow?
And Aaron, can you give that reading one more time?
Mountains are high, valleys are low.
I'm ready for riddles. Let's get into the show.
Oh!
Bum, 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 old man in
the doctor
suit.
Was a mother.
The
Six,
wow.
The Six Flags.
He did
old
on
man.
A I, hey, did it.
Aaron, right. Hit us with a riddle.
No.
And this is Hey Minion.
Another
Minion.
Game.
Oh, no, yeah. Oh, wait, there's another game. Yes, never mind.
Okay, so this is... Let me actually copy-paste this really quick to make it easier for me. This game is called Set Me Up.
Okay.
And you two, we're going to do a little bracket, and you're going to set me up with real or fictional men. The list has both.
I like the emphasis on real... ... or fictional.
Mm-hmm.
And Aaron, can I ask a quick question before we start? Yeah. Which one mm-hmm. is Charlie Hunnam?
None of them.
Okay.
He sings the songs?
But actually, all three lists. Of you, I trust your, I trust you with knowing my taste in men and who I should be set up with.
All three of us?
You
me,
can,
Adeline, Charlie Hunnam?
No. You three can add to the chat.
Oi, bruv.
Some names.
It's
that
me,
you would like
Charlie
to add.
Hunnam.
So who would you like me to add to the list before we begin?
Okay. Aaron, immediately, and I'll let you choose,
mm-hmm.
either Brad Garrett
mm-hmm.
or whoever he plays in Everybody Loves Raymond. Either his character or the actor.
Thank you.
Okay. And I get to add one, and it can be fictional that I think would be a good suited match for Aaron.
Or a real person.
Or a real person that I think would be a good suited match for
Aaron. Casey, you're
Aaron.
Awfully quiet. Are you mad about me yelling at you and calling you a Midwest goon?
Okay, Aaron, I'm going to pick the cartoon Fox version of Robin Hood.
Thank you!
A classic.
Yeah.
Incredible.
But to be clear, I think that cartoon Fox Robin Hood, that's not just good for Aaron. That's like
world.
A universal donor. Like
good
that's
for the
like
goose,
a,
good for the gander. Yeah.
Yeah.
Casey,
Casey, you have to
Casey
pick
has
something.
Nothing to add.
Hey, it wasn't Charlie Hunnam that she was talking to, Casey. She was talking to you. You have to pick.
That's fine. Casey, you don't wrote, think I'm worthy of love.
Casey's ready.
I'll be alone forever.
If it's someone from, he said, sorry, my cat was knocking shit over for real. So I guess Casey's cat is who he picked.
All right. Casey.
It was either going to be Casey's cat or someone from Neoscum. So you pretty much lucked out with that.
Sweet.
Casey All right. selects Ronan Cumjumper.
Okay. Your first matchup. And we can go through these quick. And we might need to take a break in between. All right. Ready?
Okay. Yes.
Aragorn from Lord of the Rings or Batman?
Oh, I'm going to say Aragorn.
I mean, from everything I know about these two, Aragorn is a better partner. Batman's only partner is the knight or
Robin.
Fighting crime. Not even Robin. I don't even think he treats Robin really like a partner. That's more like a sidekick relationship. Like I got to go Aragorn.
Robin's a garnish.
Yeah.
Lando Calrissian, or Marlon Brando and Geisendolls?
Got to go with Lando. Lando versus Brando? Aaron, Lando v. Brando?
I know, I did that on purpose.
It's got to be
Can you believe they went 5-4 on Lando v. Brando? Overturning centuries of precedent. I got to go Lando as well. I don't think Lando's a good match for you, Aaron, but I'm going to go Lando as well.
Oh, okay, thanks. Little Monkey Bones or Denzel Washington in Much Ado About Nothing?
Little Monkey Bones.
Little Monkey Bones. Bye, Denzel.
What? No. What?
Aaron, I would be so good for you. I'm taking. And Lil Monkey Bones is a perfect clone of me. So vis-a-vis, I gotta put my money on myself.
Oh, perfect no. Clone. Lil Monkey Bones is going to try to fix me. Finnick O'Dare from The Hunger Games or Indiana Jones, but only when he's teaching?
Aaron, can you tell me who plays Finnick O'Dare?
Sam Claflin or something? I'm not sure of the actor.
Wow.
Dresses up
None
like
of that helped me.
With zero makeup kit.
I don't know what else he's been in. I can't think of anything else he's been in. Oh,
Professor
he was in Daisy Jones in the Six.
Daisy Jones, Indiana Jones? Aaron, I see what you're doing here.
I
Jones
didn't even
v.
Mean
Jones.
To do that.
I'm going to go with Professor Jones.
Thank you.
I'm going to go. Wow. My problem here is that both of these people kill people. And I don't necessarily know that level of hyperviolence is going to be appropriate for you, Aaron. Go ahead, Adel.
I just realized something. This is nothing. I was going to wait till you're done. Aaron, is the Aqua song Dr. Jones about Indiana Jones? Dr. Jones, Jones, you're my Dr. Jones.
I guess I have to go with Indiana Jones because the other person, I don't know the actor, I don't know the character, and I know nothing about any of it. So we have to go with the one I know.
I have no idea. I Googled it and I can't find it. I fucking love that song. Baby, I've been missing you. I want you by my side.
By far the best song. By far.
Yeah, that was the best. So
by far the
Indiana
best
Jones.
Song?
Yes.
By far?
By far.
By far.
JPC, just like by far. By far. Darwin is the best minion. There's Bob, Carl, Darwin, Dave, Frank, Jerry, John, and Kevin.
Huh?
And you do not want to hear their descriptors.
I didn't know that there. I thought there were only three. I thought it was like Bob, Kevin, and another one.
Bob, Carl, Darwin, Dave, Frank, Jerry, John, and Kevin. And I'll just say Frank is a one-eyed minion who is tall and skinny and likes to play golf.
Okay, you said minion, and now I'm hungry. So let's go on a little break. Snack
okay,
on
yes.
some minions, handful of minions for some protein, and we'll
we
be
were
right
on
back.
A minion.
Check the show description for our favorite minion recipes. You could check. They're not there, but you can check.
I said a lemon vinaigrette. Minion grit. Lemon minion grit.
Oh no, Adel, this is going to be the rest of your day. Oh no.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JBC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin Clear. JPC, live Claritin Clear.
Live Claritin Clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Yes.
And thrusters go. Engine 3, go. All right, we have liftoff. Oh, Aaron and JPC, I just sent a bunch of our money into space.
Oh, yeah! Wait, what?
Well, it's kind of the same thing as how we're wasting it right now, right? There's all those unused subscriptions that we have that are just sort of...
Boy.
Adel.
Aaron, you want to drop some knowledge on this fool, or should I
would love to, JPC. Adel, you sort of had the right idea, but we use the Rocket Money app. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. And it's also my most used app on my phone by far.
Ding, 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 ding. Most used app, Adel, okay? And it doesn't just... Look, I know what you had good intentions. You put a bunch of money in a rocket and sent it up to space. Great intentions. But that's not what Rocket Money does. With Rocket Money, you have full control over your subscriptions and a clear view of your expenses. You can see all of your subscriptions in one place. And if you see something you don't want, Rocket Money can help cancel it with just a few taps.
Mm-hmm. And you can clearly see your spending habits. Plus, they help create a custom budget and keep your spending on track.
Wowie zowie, I just looked it up. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features.
Uh-huh. Can you believe it?
And Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lowering your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you, Adel.
Oh. Well, can I tell you a little secret? I was lying.
I'd love to.
Didn't send money into space. That would be stupid. I sent a bunch of my books into space to help aliens get smarter.
That's where we keep our money.
Yeah, I knew you were never going to read all those books, so I hollowed them out and filled them with money.
Oh, no. Well, stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/riddle. That's rocketmoney.com/riddle. Rocketmoney.com/riddle.
We don't need money. We have friendship.
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 We have friendship.
We have friendship.
This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace. Okay, Adel, Aaron, I am putting the finishing touches on our Penguin Baseball League website powered by Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Whether we're just starting out with Penguin Baseball League, which we are, or managing a growing brand with Penguin Baseball League, which we are, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with our audience, and sell anything from products to content to time all in one place, all on our terms.
Phew, thank goodness we use Squarespace, because now we can upload video content, organize our video library, and showcase our content on beautiful video pages. You can even sell access to your video library by adding a paywall to that content. So people might need to pay a couple extra dollars to see these cute little penguins sliding into third.
Plus, with Squarespace, we can start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. Choose from professionally curated layout and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, and optimized for every device. And that's the hardest part about doing penguin content, is because their sizing is wildly out of whack. You never know if you're going to get a big penguin or a small penguin, but with Squarespace, you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated, optimized SEO tools so you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want. And I hope these penguins grow the way I want, because I'm going to need them to grow really big to play penguin baseball.
Oh, yeah. All of our teams need to grow really big, right? We all agree?
Oh, yeah. Huge. Yeah.
And of course, you can also add courses to your Squarespace site. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own online course. So we can teach other people how to play penguin baseball. You can start with a layout that fits your brand, upload videos, and customize everything with next-generation editing technology.
So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. Domains are where penguins live.
Huh. Oh, we did some sort of call. The penguins are flying towards us.
They're coming here. They're coming here.
They're running.
We are back from the break, and I just realized that these two nerds are both wearing Hey Riddle Riddle merch. JPC has a Women Be Hummus t-shirt on.
A t-shirt that I can only wear in my home.
And Adela has a Baby Baby Crab Rangoon sweatshirt on that looks rather cozy. I am not wearing Hey Riddle Riddle merch, and I feel a fool.
Aaron, who are you wearing?
I'm wearing something I got from Buffalo Exchange a week ago.
Why are we talking about Buffalo Exchange, Aaron? You should be looking in the comments. Go to the episode description where we have all of our favorite minion recipes. And also, there's a link to our merch, and you can get some of these cool t-shirts that you can't see.
Okay.
We've obviously purchased them.
There'll be riddles this episode, but we got to get through this first. They're setting me up with my
husband. I wonder, and this is actually something that I would love people to let us know about. Now, if you let us know about it on social media, I'll never see it, but you could let us know about it, like the Discord, I guess. I wonder if there is a person who has more Hey Riddle Riddle merch than the three of us.
No.
Because I think I probably have, like, at least seven items of Hey Riddle Riddle merch.
I have six or seven.
I wonder. And I don't want you to go try to beat it, but I do wonder if there's just a person who organically has it.
So vie for our number one fan by letting us know how many pieces of merch you have. We will send that person, I guess, a new piece of merch.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, we'll send you a piece of merch. Why not? If you have the most, we'll send you more.
The next matchup is Edward Cullen and Mr. Darcy. Do the right thing, you guys.
Who's Edward Cullen again? That's from Twilight?
Yeah.
Twilight.
Or Mr. Darcy. Is there anything that says they aren't the same person? Just 150 years has passed?
That's a good point. No, they're different. They're different.
Aaron,
I want to say Mr. Darcy.
Thank you.
But
don't overthink it.
if we're thinking about which one of the little women you are, and I know those are different properties, you got to be the one that's sick all the time, right?
I get that a lot.
Aaron, you're anemic and you play the pianoforte.
So I can't give you Mr. Darcy, right? Because, and I know, again, they're from different properties.
They're different. This is the weirdest girl math I've ever seen, ever.
They're from different worlds.
Louisa May Alcott wrote Sense and Sensibility. And Pride and Prejudice.
And the other one is Edward Cullen. I've never seen the Twilight, and I've never read a book of Twilight, but I don't think he's a good guy, right?
I'm going to go Mr. Darcy.
Thank you. JBC,
I'll give you Mr. Darcy. But I don't know anything about Edward Cullen. I've at least read Little Women.
Good for you. John Wick versus Theo James, the actor, not his characters. Theo James is the incredibly hot actor.
He's from White Lotus, is that right? Season 2? Okay.
And from Divergent.
I don't know what Theo James looks like. I can't
look him
get
up.
John Wick. John Wick, again, is a murderer, and he doesn't really talk. And so I will give you... Oh, yeah, Theo James. Oh, yeah. Wow, look at this guy. What a cutie. Yeah, Theo James, you can take him.
I'm gonna say John Wick.
Okay, Casey, you have now? To be the tiebreaker.
This is great because I'm looking at Theo...
Don't think about it, Casey.
I'm looking at Theo James's IMDb right now, and I'm like, this guy is so handsome, but it does not look like he's ever been in anything good.
Yeah.
That's such a bummer.
Well, it happens.
Casey said John Wick, so bye, Theo James.
If John Wick 4 is to be believed, and I think it is, there's a moment where they put out like an APB. They're like, all assassins, the John Wick bounty is up to like $2 million. He's walking through like the streets of Paris or something. As that APB goes out, I want to say 95% of the people on the street and cafes and in stores and in cars get up and go to kill John Wick. So, Aaron, 95% of the world is secret assassins. Probably two of the three of us are a secret assassin, which means, Aaron, you need protection. So, John
95%.
Wick.
Battle, it would be you. I know you were fishing for that. You would be the secret assassin.
That's all I want.
Flynn Rider from Tangled or Dev Patel?
I'm going to say Dev Patel.
Selfishly. Yeah, I'd love to meet Dev Patel.
I want to sit across from him on a double date.
I don't remember Flynn Rider. I don't remember Tangled is the one with the really curly hair.
Yeah, he's like
no, that's
brown,
Brave.
Curly. Yeah. No, Tangled is the long blonde Rapunzel hair.
No,
and he's like a
maybe didn't see it. Maybe didn't see it. So I'll go with Dev Patel.
You will soon. All these kids' movies are coming at you, JP. You can't avoid them long. Paul Newman or Pacey from Dawson's Creek?
Newman. Aaron, unlimited salad dressing?
That's a good point. Aaron, can you tell me the actor that plays Pacey from Dawson's Creek?
Joshua Jackson.
That don't know why I asked. Did nothing for me. We'll go Dr. Salads.
Okay. But for the record, Pacey from Dawson's Creek is exactly my type. So if you look like that, you know where to find me.
Do they? Do they know where to find you?
Say
yeah.
Some mighty
what the
ducks.
Fuck?
That's so weird. How did he get in here? Denzel Washington and Much Ado About Nothing. Whoa, sorry, guys. The security on this list is not good. I guess anyone can just rewalk back in here. And a glass of orange juice.
Glass of orange juice?
No.
Yeah, glass of orange juice. Hands down, cold glass of orange juice. Hot, even, would be good.
I did it, so it would have to...
Hey, Aaron, you should never have put glass of orange juice in this because glass of orange juice is going all the way, baby.
Jimmy Fallon in Fever Pitch or Kevin Costner in Bull Durham. I've never seen it. I don't know anything about it.
Ugh.
Aaron, you made this bracket.
Yeah, but I didn't give myself all good ones. I did random men, fictional men.
I'll do Kevin Nealon in Female Pitch or whatever you said.
Jimmy Fallon.
Pitch Perfect. Kevin Nealon in Pitch Perfect.
No, it's not Kevin Nealon in Pitch Perfect.
I'll do Kevin Nealon in Pitch Perfect final answer.
That might be the name of the episode, though.
I don't want you to have to wake up listening to Jimmy Fallon crooning, I'm an idiot and I'm your boyfriend. So I'm going to go with whatever the other choice was.
Yeah,
Kevin Costner in Bull Durham.
Bull Durham, yeah. That's the baseball movie?
Yeah.
If it's a sports movie or a kids movie, chances are I've never seen it.
Okay. I hope that's good. I hope that he's not problematic because none of us know. Lee Shang from Mulan or 90s Dermot Mulroney?
I'm a big 90s Dermot Mulroney fan, so I'm going to have to go with... but honestly, Aaron, I'll give you any age Dermot Mulroney because...
Okay.
That man has aged like a fine minion wine.
Yeah, I'll go with Dermot Mulroney.
Great. Plus, it would be kind of hard to have sex with a cartoon, so I appreciate that.
Not if you're doing it right.
I think it'd be soft.
2D. Matthew McConaughey's character in Dazed and Confused or Mr. Tumnus?
I wish I hadn't let 2D slide by so fast.
Sex is on the table, I'm going to take Tumnus for sure.
Looks like sex
Good luck.
Is back on the table, boys. I'm going to go Mr. Tumnus.
Okay. JPC?
I think he's a good listener. Tumnus.
Great. Henry Cavill in that scene from Mission Impossible, you know the one.
Yeah.
The bathroom one when he does this. My favorite thing arms. A man has ever done. That is,
he cocks his arms.
That is the crown jewel of masculinity, is that the moment.
Arms his guns.
Mm-hmm. Or Tom Hanks and You've Got Mail.
Tom Hanks.
Hanks, because you want Cavill too bad.
Yeah.
It'd be a lopsided relationship. Lopsided.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, wait, what? This is crazy.
Orange Juice, Glass of Orange Juice.
No,
Washington? Is Denzel Washington,
Washington in Much Ado About Nothing, the 90s one with Kenneth Branagh and Emma Thompson, and Keanu Reeves in that one too, and Denzel Washington's in it, and he's so sexy.
That's back on here.
Whoa, I didn't see, did you guys see that happen? I didn't see it. What the heck? Or Brad Garrett on Everybody Loves Raymond.
Garrett.
No!
Oh.
Aaron. Everybody loves Aaron.
Aaron, he's tall. He's got money. He has the popcorn. I believe he makes popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
He has a stand-up club in Vegas.
At the MGM Grand.
He's a catch, Aaron. He's a catch.
Brad Garrett's Comedy Lounge.
Garrett for life.
He does Jimmy John's ads at some point as like a mafioso. Mm-hmm.
I will continue on, but I need everybody, and that includes you listening, to Google image Denzel Washington
and
Much
Ado.
Override GPC. Denzel Washington and Much Ado About Nothing. Or watch a short clip of him walking around. Just watch. For the
Aaron,
love of God.
We're not saying he's not a smokestack and a total catch. We're saying this is someone we're picking for you.
Glass and I.
You don't think you'd like me?
No, I don't think so, Aaron.
Ooh, hoo, 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 hoo.
I think you're a little too much woman for him.
And I'm a little too much woman for Orange Juice, I think. Motherfuckers. All right, Brad Garrett moves on.
And Aaron, I'm looking it up here okay, let me just type this here. And my records show that, I want to say 13 episodes ago, you were panicking that you weren't doing enough riddles in your episodes.
Was that me?
No, I like the new Aaron. I think this new Aaron's great.
I was brunette then. I was different. I'm blonde now.
I fully support any single one of us just hijacking an episode to do whatever the fuck you want. Like,
it's
why not?
Valentine's Day, it's special. Absolutely. I'm going to do a little. We will definitely have time to do like 4 to 6 Valentine's Day themed riddles at the end. Everyone, it's okay. We're okay.
Aaron, I'm on your side.
I don't care how many riddles we get to.
There's no bigger riddle in life than figuring out who your heart fits with.
Thank
That's
you,
right.
Battle.
And Aaron,
That's
for
right.
you, it's a big glass of orange juice.
And if you're listening to this, and you're in a relationship, you're married to your job. For most of our listeners, that would be like being married to grad school, I guess. Big mistake.
Got him.
You know what? Calm down. This one's not for you, okay? You just enjoy your like shit that you got going on. You got bliss happening over there.
Oh,
we're working. We're working here.
I listened to Hey Riddle Riddle. I listened to Hey Riddle Riddle today, and they're not doing riddles anymore. They're just giving out delicious recipes for minions.
Oh, my favorite riddle podcast doesn't have any more brain teasers. They just have appetizers of how to eat minions. Oh,
hey,
that's
JPC?
What you sound like, you fucking fools.
JPC, are you okay? You said appetizers.
I honestly didn't know where I was going with it until I hit appetizers.
Okay, cartoon Fox Robin Hood or Casey's Cat? Do the right thing,
Casey's
guys.
Cat.
Cartoon Fox Robin Hood. I gotta say, Casey's Cat is too wild for you, Aaron.
Casey?
I think that cat's too much woman for you.
Do the right thing, Casey. Do the right thing, Robin Hood. Thank you,
Robin
Thank
Hood.
You.
Casey secretly hates his cat. His cat eating the phone, eating the mic, eating all the cords.
All right, Aragorn or Lando Calrissian?
Aragorn.
Aragorn. Aragorn, a better match.
Because, Aaron, then you would be queen.
That's true. Oh, Jesus. Little Monkey Bones or Indiana Jones, but only when he's teaching. You
Little
guys.
Aaron, here's what I'm going to say.
Don't.
Little Monkey Bones and Indiana Jones were standing in a fountain. Lightning hit. They became Little Monkey Jones.
Adel, I'm
so it's
fragile
Little Monkey Bones
right now.
In a...
Don't do this, Adel. I'm fragile.
Adel,
I'm at my lowest, Adel. Look at what I'm doing on a riddle podcast right now. I am already down. Don't kick
me
further.
I'm in the Doom. I'm in the deep of the doom.
Aaron, it seems like we have Little Monkey Jones here, which is, again, is a combination of Little Monkey Bones and Indiana Jones. Do you mind saying your famous phrase, but in Latin, Jehovah starts with a I?
I hate snakes.
Okay, I don't know what your answer to that was.
It's Little Monkey Jones.
Here's the thing. I thought about it. I think that this is like super weirdly breaking the rules, but you did specifically say it's Indiana Jones only when he's the professor. And I guess if we're just stripping every other context out of his life, the only thing I know about Indiana Jones as a professor is he's like super hot, super smart, and kind of frazzled. And I think that that's
JPC.
Probably good for you. So yeah, I'm gonna go Indiana Jones.
Thank you.
But you know, if he does all the other stuff where he's like a murderer and a womanizer, I don't know.
That's why I added only when he's teaching.
Yes. But then it's like he only exists as like a half a person. I don't get it. Like Little Monkey Bones is a fully realized person. Got a lot of depth to him. I'll go Indiana Jones.
Aaron, I'm trying to think of like who you would talk to on the phone for hours, and I think Little Monkey Bones ticks that box. I'm sorry.
I'm a good listener.
Because it's just me going, what?
Huh? What?
What?
I listen.
Who? All right, Mr. Darcy or John Wick?
Darcy.
Mm, what if there's a John Wick but set in the Austinverse? Oh.
That's fun.
We got to see that.
Like in Texas?
Mr. Darcy moves forward. Dev Patel or Paul Newman?
Dev.
Dev Patel.
Great.
Sorry, I was saying everyone should check out Devs on Hulu. Mm-hmm. It's Nick Offerman, like you've never seen him.
One season on Devs,
one
right?
season, one and done.
It was like a one and done thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A glass of orange juice or Kevin Costner and Bull Durham, we've never seen it.
OJ.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to have to go with the juice on this one. You and OJ.
90s Dermot Mulroney or Mr. Tumnus? Jesus Christ.
Tumnus.
Ooh, interesting. Casey's going to have to tie break this one because I'm Mulroney for life.
Casey?
Dermot Mulroney, Aaron, that was the one who was on New Girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Yes. And Dylan McDermott was the one who was in like that Boston show about being a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
Kraft Cheese and Dermot Mulroney.
Yeah, I'm doing Dermot Mulroney. Love that. Love that name. Handsome guy.
He was in My Best Friend's Wedding, right?
Okay.
Casey Dermot says, Mulroney. I'm with JPC. Very interesting how he didn't want to try to spell Dermot Mulroney. No.
Tom Hanks and You've Got Mail or Brad Garrett on Everybody Loves Raymond?
Garrett.
By the way, I perfectly got Casey. He said, you got me. Tom Hanks, You Got Mail.
Casey?
Ooh, it's I'm the captain now. Tom Hanks moves along.
Thank you. Cartoon Fox of Robin Hood, and holy crap, he's done it again. Denzel Washington in Much Ado About Nothing.
I don't know how he keeps showing up in like the second and third round of the bracket. Cartoon Fox, I would
Cartoon
say.
Cartoon Fox.
Oh my God. Aragorn or Indiana Jones, but only when he's teaching.
Jones. Dr. Jones.
Jones. Yeah, the only when he's teaching thing has got me.
Okay. I think that's
the like
right
garbage.
Vote.
I'm only happy when it rains.
Yeah, yeah.
The one to one, perfect.
Mr. Darcy or Dev Patel?
Dev.
Ooh, I want to say Darcy.
Casey.
Patel, me something good.
One's a real person. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wow, Dev Patel moves along.
Mr. Darcy's out. I'm shocked.
Damn,
I'm not
to be
complaining.
A millionaire.
Let's not see. Does Dev Patel have a partner? Dev Patel.
Don't tell me.
Mary?
And don't Google to see if the glass of orange juice has a partner. I can't
JBC,
take it.
Don't Google Dev Patel shirtless.
Who is Dev Patel's wife? Yeah, I'm sorry. Oh, he does have a wife.
Oh!
Yeah. They've been married since 2017.
Oh!
Oh, no.
Yeah. Okay, a glass of orange juice or 90s Dermot Mulroney?
OJ.
Mulroney.
Wow.
Casey? Yes. Oh my God, the OJ. How did this happen?
Aaron, I gotta say, Dev Patel's wife looks just like you.
Shut up. No, she doesn't.
It's pretty unfortunate.
She doesn't.
Spitting image.
She's spitting?
In every picture, she's spinning. I don't really understand it.
Tom Hanks, you know what? You've got mail or cartoon Fox Robin Hood.
This is a camel. I'm looking at a picture of the camel.
Google a camel.
I'm going to do Tom Hanks because I just don't know about you in a cartoon. I think the height disparity is going to be a little too much to handle.
Okay.
I'm going to go cartoon Fox.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, you keep disagreeing.
Okay. Casey has to settle this.
I just think Tom Hanks is a bad fit for Aaron.
Too tall?
Well, just Chet. Because Aaron would have to be stepmother to Chet Hanks, which I think
there
is
are better
terrible
Tom
look.
Hankses. I disagree, but okay.
Wow,
Robin Hood.
Wow, okay. Robin Hood moves along.
Surprising. All right, 1 second.
I do Aaron with Tom Hanks from The Terminal.
No, thank you.
Always try to return cards to get Burger King for you.
I would say Aaron with Alan Rickman's Sheriff of Nottingham from the Kevin Costner Robin Hood. Wow. I think Aaron and Alan Rickman as Robin Hood are a perfect match.
Indiana I think Jones, Aaron and Hans but only Gruber. When he's teaching. Or Dev Patel.
I gotta go.
Indiana
Patel.
Jones.
Oh my
man.
Gosh. Jones
Woo. Moves along.
A glass of orange juice. Jesus Christ, that made it to the top four. And
oh,
cartoon
Jesus
Fox Robin Hood.
I gotta go OJ.
Aaron, believe me when I tell you, I do think the juice is worth the squeeze. I think OJ needs to advance here.
A glass of orange juice or Indiana Jones, but only when he's teaching.
Is this,
is this the final?
Is this the final?
Kinda.
Seems like Aaron maybe
whatever
Denzel Washington to get it.
Whatever happens, Aaron's gonna say, "You won't believe this, but Denzel Washington."
An unpredictable mystery, and no one knows what's going to happen next.
Aaron, here's what I think happens. I think Indiana Jones downs that entire glass of cold orange juice and then gives you a little smile and says, "Everyone, please take your seats. We're about to begin." I think Indiana Jones moves on.
Hell yeah.
And then he tosses you the Rosetta Stone and he goes, "Found this. I found this in my pants."
You're like, all right, what? Indiana Jones, but only when he's teaching, and Denzel Washington in Much Ado About Nothing.
Aaron, fuck it. I'll give it to you. Denzel Washington in Much Ado About Nothing.
Aaron, fuck it. I'll give it to you. I think you would be absolutely perfect for Denzel Washington in Much Ado About Nothing. So I will vote for Indiana Jones.
Yep, but Indiana Jones takes it.
Oh, all the minions are flocking to JPC. Interesting.
Yep.
They're feeding off his energy.
That's how you know
I'll
who's
be feeding
the
off
biggest
of their
shitster
energy.
In the episode. No, I don't mind.
If you know what I'm saying.
Google image Indiana Jones when he's a professor. And holy crap. All right,
go
let's
ahead
do some riddles.
Minions as food. Oh, yeah, please. Yeah, we'll do a couple of riddles. I don't mind doing a riddle or two. I'm at work.
And then we're, yeah, great. Couple of riddles. Here they come. 1 second.
Aaron's Googling image Google search riddles.
Why would you put candy under your pillow?
Okay, so this is going to be a tooth fairy pun.
For the sweet tooth fairy?
Oh, yeah, Sweet Tooth Fairy. Sweet Tooth Fairy. No, yeah. Addle. Sweet Tooth Fairy, final answer. What? Oh. My man Addle. Oh. My man hit you with Sweet Tooth Fairy.
No. Nope.
I'm gonna go to bed, guys. This sucks. Aaron, is
okay.
It 'cause you're camping?
I see him going to bed. I see him putting a big sucker under his pillow. He's
Goodbye.
Trying to get that Sweet Tooth Fairy.
Aaron, is it because you're camping, and if you put candy under your pillow, the bears will go for that first?
No.
Is it because you're trick-or-treating, Aaron, and you're trying to make it look like you got more candy than you did, so you put a pillow in the pillowcase that you're using to collect candy as well, and so
Valentine's
you're putting the candy...
Day episode.
Okay.
So yes or no is all I needed.
Why would you put candy
candy under your pillow?
Oh, Aaron, is it because you want to have sweet dreams?
Mm-hmm.
God damn
sweet
it, that's
dreams
it.
Are made all day.
What can be touched but can't be seen?
Nathan Fielder's penis in the A24 TV production The Curse?
No.
A spoiler for The Curse, maybe? I don't know. Could be. I don't know. What can be touched but can't be seen? I don't know, like your heart? Like your heart?
Yeah,
the
someone's heart.
Oh.
Yeah.
Tell that to doctors.
What did the piece of gum say to their Valentine?
You lost
I
your
chew,
flavor.
I choose
Ooh,
you.
Ooh, I choose you. Wow.
Yeah.
Why did the banana go out with the fig?
The fig? Because he wanted a date.
because he couldn't get a date.
Mm.
I do love that people who waited for like almost an hour would be like, they're going to do some riddles. And what we're doing is Valentine's Day, like cards.
Mm-hmm. That's all what riddles are. Half riddles yeah, are right. These.
These are better than most riddles.
What did the paperclip say to the magnet?
I'm stuck.
I see you're trying to write a Ford letter. Maybe I could. Boy,
I'm pulled towards you. You hold me together. I'm stuck on you.
I find you very attractive.
Yes.
You fucked up my spine.
Watch out, Magneto's behind you.
What did the pepperoni say to its Valentine?
I cheese you.
What did the pepperoni say to its Valentine? Okay, what do we know about pepperoni?
Pepperoni, that's like it's sausage, pizza. Right? It's like a type of...
cured ham.
Okay.
Pepperoni.
Charcuterie.
You're looking charcute to me.
You're looking charcute to me.
Charcute
that would be
to
cute.
Me.
This I like this one.
This is what the pepperoni said to their Valentine?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Topping, you topping me tonight?
Nope, it's you've got a pizza in my heart. Piece of my heart.
I think they probably could have said you topping me tonight.
All right, yeah, on that note, like let's do a voicemail.
Why wouldn't it be you topping me tonight?
You topping to
you
me?
You topping to me?
Yeah, we should probably just go ahead and do a voicemail.
Fucking believable hug.
That was from Matthew. Matthew said, longtime listener, first time emailer. Here's a voicemail theme that's been haunting me. I'm not the best at singing or audio engineering, so it might be a little rough around the edges. Thank you, and I'm sorry. Matthew, I said normally
no,
I told
you.
Matthew, normally I'm a stickler for that 30 seconds or less rule, but I really like this one. That so thank you, Matthew. You did a great job.
Believable. That's gonna be my new ringtone, even though I don't use ringtones. What if we did Screamsgiving? Thanks, Screaming.
Let's hear that voicemail.
Hey, Clue Crew, this is Matt Romeo from Ohio. You know, the guy who made the weird puppets of you guys.
Yes.
Anyway, my wife and I are expecting our first child come St. Patrick's Day, a bouncing baby boy. Anyway, we cannot figure out what to name this child. We figured you guys would have some good ideas. We'll accept anything you guys come up with. Love the show. Bye.
Thank you, Matt, and thank you for the puppets. I think you're a little confused because Matt said we're having our first child come St. Patrick's Day. If that's when you came, I think it's. I think you're hopeful,
no.
But it hasn't come to fruition. Okay.
What? Also, did Matt just say we'll accept anything that you guys pick? Do we have we have final cut on this?
Puppets.
Full authority, puppet. Puppet.
Okay.
Romeo.
Well, also. No, they said the last name is Romeo. So can we do something? Can we do something with that? Can
what about
we name
Otis?
Otis Romeo.
Otis Romeo. What's the pun there?
Oh, are we trying to do a pun or name a human?
It's Romeo. So I was like, can we name this maybe Mercutio? Could it be like Mercutio Juliet
what about,
Romeo?
What about of course Romeo, a Shakespeare character, Aaron Denzel Washington in Much Ado About Nothing? What if we call this kid Ado Romeo?
Well, who did Denzel Washington play in Much Ado About Nothing?
You don't even
You're
know?
You're asking me? That's your husband.
Who did he play?
Oh, what if we make Matt Romeo name his son Denzel?
Denzel Romeo?
What about Theodore, and you can call him Teddy? Teddy Romeo?
Teddy
Romeo.
Romeo.
That's a fun. That sounds like a news anchor.
Teddy Romeo sounds like he owns like 3 Manhattan restaurants. Oh, this is a Teddy Romeo place.
How are we enjoying the meal? Have we dined here before?
Nobody steals from a Teddy Romeo casino.
Well, famously, in the play, we say, Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou Romeo? So What if the kid's name is Romeo Romeo?
I like Romeo Romeo, but then you have to have a cool middle name. Yeah. Like, I'm just spitballing here. Romeo.
Triple R. RRR. Okay. One of the best movies of the last 5 years.
One of the best movies of the last 5 years. So, your name of your baby is the movie RRR.
What about Reed?
Reed Romeo.
You want to go with some alliteration with, like, Reed Romeo?
Mm-hmm.
Well, wouldn't people be like, Reed Romeo? Do you mean Reed Romeo and Juliet, the play?
Oh, yeah.
Play? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, what about this? Ricky. Ricky Romeo.
Ricky Romeo.
No.
Ricky Romeo sounds like a wide receiver.
I literally was about to say it sounds like a point guard for the Suns.
Okay, cool. Then I like it.
Ricky Romeo.
I feel like I want like a cute little short name.
Adieu.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron, adieu.
Adieu. Adieu, Aaron.
Adieu. Adieu.
It's both French for goodbye and A-D-O.
Wait, so you think adieu is spelled A-D-O?
It can be. Well, if you just say it.
If someone's, say it.
It's fun because someone's like, what's your name? And you might be like, adieu. And they're like, oh, goodbye. What an asshole. Or they might be like, oh, that's your name.
Hmm.
I took Italian in college and ciao is like, you know, ciao is like goodbye in Italian. But I would always say ciao. Ciao.
Ciao bella. Ciao bella.
You spell it. That's how you say it. You spell it.
Noah Romeo. Bowen Romeo. Mm-hmm.
Aaron is actually trying to figure out like, a name for this child.
Well, that's just... Is it Romeo Beckham, a kid?
Mm.
Oh, is it?
David Beckham's son is Romeo, maybe?
Honestly, okay, Jack look, is a cute name.
Here's what we have to do. We all have to do our final answers. We're going to give you three options, and then you get to pick whichever one of these three options. I'm locked in at Ricky Romeo. I think Ricky Romeo is my locked in. Adel?
I'm going to go with Adieu Much Romeo.
Adieu Much Romeo. I love
it. I'm going to go with Baz Romeo.
Baz Luhrmann, and always wear your sunscreen.
So,
message me on Instagram and I'll send you a better list of names. Don't pick any of this shit. Don't do any of this shit.
No, no. He said that they'd have to abide by our decision. You can pick one of those three. That has to be the name of your child. And that's final.
Raul? Like Raul okay. Julia? Raul Romeo?
You can't keep giving Matt all of these outs. And also, Matt, I hope your partner's cool with this because... You just let three strangers who you made puppets for pick the name of your child. Don't worry, they'll change it when they emancipate themselves from you.
Adel, anything to plug?
Boy, oh boy, this came on so fast. I want to plug letting us name your kids.
Mm-hmm.
I want to plug the first ever Thanks Minion, which will be coming up this November, but not when you think in November.
Not when you think.
Not when you think. And I want to plug...
it's the last Thursday.
I want to plug shoehorning in Denzel Washington whenever and wherever you can, Shakira. Aaron, is there anything you want to plug or promote?
Mm-hmm. I would like to plug our Patreon. Lots of good stuff happening over there. Patreon.com/HeyRiddleRiddle. I've been laughing very hard recently on that side of the fence.
Oh,
so.
Good. I was going to say.
Oh, good.
I was going to ask.
Having a lot of fun over there. And GPC, do you have any reviews to read?
I actually have a couple plugs. These are two things that I'm not really affiliated with, but I really enjoyed. Recently, I was listening to, and by recently, I mean probably a few weeks ago, I was listening to the podcast Tech Won't Save Us by Paris Marks. And friend of our pod, Eric Silver, popped up on that show and did a interview about the podcasting industry that I found fascinating. So it's a, first of all, that's a very good pod, the Tech Won't Save Us pod. It's like a leftist technology podcast. And that's a very good interview. So I think that if you want to check that out, go ahead and do that. And then I also just finished a book called Blood and the Machine, The Origins of the Rebellion Against Big Tech by Brian Merchant, who I also heard give an interview on Tech Won't Save Us, which was an excellent book about the Luddites that I highly recommend. And if I got it from my library, and so if you're in Chicago and you want a library copy, mine is on the shelves again. So I think hilarious. You could probably get it from your library.
Tech Romeo?
Ooh, Tech Romeo. Oh my, Mecha Romeo. Mecha God Romeo. Mecha God Romeo. Please name your baby Mecha God Romeo.
Neptune, sorry. I can get out of here. I forgot that I had the kill switch.
I do forever.
The kill switch.
Starring Aaron Heyman and John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. Emery Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
Hey, Rick.
I'm in hell.
I'm in hell.
I'm in literal hell.
I'm in Christian hell. Hey there, hearts and flarts. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. It's a Valentine's Day mixer with our friends Dan Lipper and Ryan Rosenberg from the Mandog Pod. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or start your 7-day free trial or the Review Crew for $8 a month and you get those ad-free episodes. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.